show. What's up? It's your boy Bass. Y'all tuned in to another episode of Ends Podcast. I got
Courier.
And I got Kurt with me, man. So, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself, man. Where you from?
Yeah. So, I originally came from Thailand, but, I've resident here in Minnesota for the longest. I've been in the east side of St. Paul for the longest. So, I'm still in the east side of St. Paul. So, I'm still there, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So, what was it like growing up, you know, in the Twin Cities? What was it like growing up in the Twin Cities?
Well, I grew up in the Twin Cities, not so much different from somebody who was born here, I guess. Yeah. Because I came here when I was really young, so it's not nothing that I really adapt to. So, it's nothing. I see it all too, you know what I'm saying? I live in the project, grew up in the project, so, I see the goods and the bads.
Oh, for sure. That's real. So, how did you get started in the world? What do you currently do? Like, what is you involved in? I know that you do work in the community, but other individuals don't know what work you do. So,
I'm currently in my doctorate program.
Hey, shouts out to that. Shouts out to that, for real.
At Concordia University, finish up my EDD program.
You say Paul, for real.
So that's where I'm at. Finish it up. This is my last semester. And after that, I'm just really writing my dissertation. My background is education too. So, I'm really into, giving back to the youth, the adolescents and things like that. Because, I was one of those people who was, that really valued education. But, fell in love with education as I got older. Encountered a lot of, leaders, teachers who, really put an impact in my life and, changed me around. Things like that. So I'm
just gonna
give it back.
So like your influence is kind of what helped you get you started.
Right, most definitely. And I just wanna do better for myself because I didn't wanna disappoint my mom. Have two brothers who are involved with the law and things like that. So, I just try to do better for myself and I see how they live their life and I didn't want to be a part of that.
Transitioning to, the work that you do at Emerge. What do you do?
Right now, my title is workforce coordinator. Before I was workforce coordinator, I was a trainer, coach. So that means I was just helping people, enrolled to a training program at Hennepin Technical College. And then I worked my way towards to be a restore coach. And with that, I worked directly with the OJP grant, the Office Justice Program grant. And I helped with people, who are incarcerated at the ACF, Adult Correctional Facility in Plymouth. So I was really helping them out, doing a work readiness job, getting them employees that, building goals and objectives for themselves so they can be successful once they are post-released.
Yeah.
With that work that I've been doing, I got put into this role as a workforce coordinator. So kind of just overseeing, the work, similar to work, what I have been experienced, and making sure that we are touching base with the community here in the North. Just anybody who needs assistance for whatever they're doing as far as employment and career wise.
That's what's up. So how did you find your way to that path? Because I know that you, you was touching on you want to basically better yourself, but you want to better the community. Touching on the youth and with the work that you're doing, with the work that you're doing, being a workforce coach, the training, basically you helping develop, our future workforce. And helping a lot of individuals that probably didn't know or. But just seeking that, that assistance.
Sure.
So, what kind of drew you, to that path?
Okay. Funny story is that, my background again is education. Yeah. So when I was done with my undergrad, I was a paraprofessional. So I was working with special needs students.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was in my master's program in counseling. Once I finished that up, I had to quit that job. Or that profession, and then I wanted to become finish up, and I had to do an internship through Minneapolis Public School for the Office of Student Black Successful Student Achievement.
Yeah.
So with that, and then once I'm done, I was just looking for employment. I was just, I'm human, so I need money, I need info, got to pay my school loans and all these stuff.
Yeah.
So I happened to find my mom from Emerge. And when I was looking at Emerge, I was like, they're doing closer to what I want to do. Although it's not in a school setting, it's closer to what I'm passionate about. It's helping people at the end of the day. And that's why I found Emerge, and that's where it took off.
Man, so It's not like, you know, your purpose and what your, well, I guess what your goal is, that's what the question is going to be, but it's not like your purpose, you feel me, is helping, you feel me, just, man, you want to help.
Right, right.
You want to help. So what's, I feel like you touched sort of on the end goal of what yourself is, and just the end goal of what you want your work or your legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I feel like for what you were saying, you know, the end goal is you want to help.
Right.
But the end goal for you is helping the youth.
Right.
Like, long story short, you want to get to some position where you can have an impact on youth.
Exactly.
That's just dope.
Exactly. And that's the reason why I took on this position. You know, yeah. I want to, you know, build more experience and have more experience for myself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every time, you know, people talk to me like, oh man, you're so young, or, you know, you're so young and you don't have enough experience, but, you know, I'm looking for a position that a lot higher than what I make because I think I have the knowledge.
Yeah.
And I just have so many ideas that I want to employ, but
you
I
probably
can't.
Got the experience, but just,
right.
You know, they just don't got it down.
Maybe, that's what it is, you know.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, again, the end of my goal is, you know, to really build a school for you know, the community.
Yeah.
And when I say the community, you know, I want to build a school for people who have similar experiences as I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, where the student, the teacher really values the students like me. As, you know, when I was going to school, I didn't feel like I was really valued.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't the smartest. I wasn't, you know, the most clever kid. But, you know, I used my street knowledge and applied that to education and made it through. Through high school, middle school, you name it, all college.
Yeah.
Even my master, even my doctorate, that's what I do. And I just use what I know and apply that to education. So,
First and foremost, I'm going to say congrats.
Thanks.
Man, staying on that path and just being resilient. And also, just for what you just do for the community. Just
sure.
Overall, and that's just who you are.
Right.
You feel me? Like, that's just who you are. So that's why, like, you know, it's a pleasure, you feel me, having your hands podcast and really being able to just touch on, you feel me, just different aspects of who you are. And then if individuals don't know, like, how would they get in contact with you to, you know, work with you, or,
yeah,
you feel me, or just pick your brain about,
sure,
you know, if they trying to go down the same route.
Right.
Like, is it a certain time, place, or something that can hit you up at?
Yeah, well, I mean, they can always go to Emerge.
Okay.
I mean, I'm always here Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can stop in here anytime. We can only have time about my work related, but,
yeah,
you know, what I would like to get at and what they would like to get at. I mean, it don't matter. Come here, we can set up a time for just, you know, go and have a chit chat about not my work related.
Yeah, no. I know what you mean, but more so about their work.
Right, exactly. And then from there on, you know, we can always collaborate, things like that, outside of work. Things like that. So, you know, and then from there on, you know, if they want to get my personal contact, I mean, that's when I'll pass it out.
Yeah,
it works.
And then, like, I know the time you have, like, for y'all be having, like, how do they find out more about, like, the
info session?
Yeah.
So, yes, every Tuesday here, I say the second, the fourth of the week of the month, every Tuesday at 10 o'clock, that's when we do our info session. Anybody's willing to come by here and learn more about the service, the programs that we offer here. And again, we have so many programs here. We have workforce, adult workforce, we have youth program, we got education program. So, I mean, whichever one you feel like, you know, you're needed, definitely.
Right.
Come by here, you know, we got a good staff here that, you know, can assist one-on-one, if you want to, things like that. So, definitely.
For sure. Well, I appreciate you spending your time, man. I ain't gonna try to hold you up for too much longer, man.
Sure.
I ain't gonna lie, you pretty much got straight to the point. You pretty much just went over just who you are as a person, man, and just what's your whole outlook, man, and what you're trying to do, man. Hey, I commend you on that.
For sure.
And, you know, we all about making the most out of our current circumstance.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it's really all about, man, because that's the, I feel like it's a mindset, so you're thinking.
Oh yeah, for sure. It is.
Play the hand you dealt.
Right. It's a talent, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the great Kobe says, it's a talent. So
you gotta keep it. Oh yeah, most definitely, man. So y'all tune in to Ends Podcast, man, but we about to get ready to tune out. If y'all wanna catch up with him, y'all heard what he said, come to the info session on Tuesdays, and then, you know, is there anything that you want to say?
No, just, you know, come by, swing by. If you want to learn more about the program itself or me as an individual person, feel free. And you need some guidance, I'm here to assist. You know, I'm not holding back. So, come.
Yeah, for sure, man. So, we're going to be looking forward to seeing some of y'all faces. So,